BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The head of NATO has said it is time to shift to a wartime mindset, warning that the military alliance's members are not spending enough to prepare for the threat of a conflict with Russia. Speaking to the BBC, the alliance's Secretary General Mark Rutte said Moscow was preparing for long-term confrontation with Ukraine and with NATO.
My plea here is, if you have children, grandchildren, if you think our way of life should be preserved, the democracy, our values, then we have to prioritize defense. And if we don't, in 4 or 5 years, we are in real difficulty.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is having talks in Turkey with President Erdogan on establishing stability in Syria. They were also expected to discuss continuing clashes in northern Syria between Kurdish forces supported by the US and Turkish-backed rebels who are aligned with the HTS group that toppled Bashar al-Assad. Medical staff in central Gaza say Israeli airstrikes on Thursday killed at least 20 people in the Nusayrat camp and injured many others. The strikes took place a day after the UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Warren Bull reports.
The Hamas-run civil defence agency said the airstrikes hit a multi-storey block in which a number of Palestinians were sheltering. Some of those killed were reported to be children. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military on the strike in central Gaza, but since its war with Hamas started in October last year, it's made regular statements that Hamas fighters hide among the territory's civilian population. Hours before the Nusayrat incident, Palestinian medical staff said Israeli airstrikes overnight on Wednesday killed a team of 12 Palestinians guarding aid shipments in Rafah, in southern Gaza.
A Chinese businessman described as a close confidant of Prince Andrew, the brother of King Charles, has lost his appeal against a decision to bar him from entering the UK on national security grounds. Britain's Home Office told a special immigration hearing that the man's relationship with Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, could be exploited. Graham Satchell has this report.
Judges were told the Chinese businessman had formed a close working relationship with Prince Andrew. He'd been invited to his birthday party in 2020 and was told he could act on the Duke's behalf when dealing with potential investors in China. The Home Office submission said they believed the man, known only as H6, had been engaged in covert and deceptive activity on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party and that his relationship with Prince Andrew could be used for political interference. Buckingham Palace has declined to comment, saying only they do not act for the Duke of York, who is a non-working member of the royal family.
World News from the BBC. Bolivia has extradited its former anti-drugs chief to the United States to face federal drugs trafficking charges in New York. Maximiliano Davila is accused of helping to facilitate the shipment of cocaine to the US. He also faces a related weapons charge. He briefly served as the director of Bolivia's anti-narcotics agency in 2019 under the former president Evo Morales. He denies wrongdoing. A human rights group in Venezuela says at least 100 people detained after July's disputed presidential election have been released from prison. It's thought that more than 1,800 people were arrested during unrest after election officials declared President Maduro the winner. The declaration sparked deadly anti-government protests, leaving 28 dead and nearly 200 injured. The military government of Niger has said it is suspending BBC Radio for 3 months. It accused the corporation of broadcasting wrong information, likely to destabilise social peace and undermine the morale of troops fighting jihadists, but did not give further details. Here's the BBC's Chris Walker.
In a letter addressed to local relays and partner stations on Thursday evening, Niger's Minister of Communication ordered the disconnection of all broadcast and reception of BBC programmes throughout the Nigerian territory. BBC programmes are broadcast in Niger via local radio partners. It's not clear if the ban is connected to recent BBC reports of attacks by jihadists in the Tillaberi region, which are said to have caused casualties to civilians and soldiers. Two French broadcasters, Radio France International and France 24, had already been banned in Niger after the coup in 2023.
Zimbabwe's parliament has approved a bill to abolish capital punishment. It has been nearly 2 decades since the death penalty was last carried out in Zimbabwe. BBC News.